Kick the door open, adults only. This is Redline, the joke chop shop. If your punchline is weak, we do not workshop it. We drag it behind the building, check its pulse, and sell the shoes. Tonight's rule is simple. No cute. No clever little coffee shop jokes. No podcast baby talk. I want punchlines so dirty they need a fake name at the hotel desk. Tony has a bucket. Jesse has a meat grinder. Tony gives comics 1 minute. Jesse gives their joke a body count, a score, and a reason the crowd started looking at the floor. Your joke did not bomb because it was too edgy. It bombed because it was wearing a leather jacket with no motorcycle.
Judge Isabella here. This is where weak jokes come to lose custody of their punchline. Comic, your setup walked in with confidence, but your punchline showed up late smelling like gas station wine. That was not dark comedy. That was unemployment with a microphone. You said you wanted R-rated. Fine. R-rated means the truth has its shirt off. It does not mean screaming filthy words over a dead premise and calling it brave. The nasty truth is the funny part. Find the shame. Find the lie. Find the dumb little decision you made while your brain was out back smoking. Then hit the audience with the line you were scared to say.
Extra crispy tag run. That joke had the confidence of a man using cologne as a shower. Your setup wandered in drunk and your punchline left in an Uber. That premise is so weak it needs a GoFundMe. You did not write a joke. You filed a police report with rhythm. The audience got quiet like somebody opened a bill from the IRS. That punchline had less pop than gas station champagne. This joke smells like divorce paperwork and microwave fish. You are not pushing boundaries. You are leaning on a wet fence, best button. Redline does not fix jokes. Redline finds where the funny leaked out, plugs the hole, and sends the comic back on stage still smoking.
Here is what we ask comics. What happened? What are you embarrassed about? Who are you blaming? What is the nasty truth? And what would you say if your mom, your boss, your pastor, and your ex were not in the room? Then Redline builds the joke. Setup, turn, punch, tag, button. If the punchline sounds like human resources could approve it, throw it away. If it makes the room bark, flinch, or whisper that was messed up, now we have a show. Kick the door open. Bring the joke. We will make it bleed funny.